that?
That'll be fertilizer. It could. The fertilizer comes in bags and sacks now. It used to come in sacks. But they don't have no more sacks for it. They always come in bags. Paper bags.
What do you call the amount of corn that you take to a mill to be ground all at one time?
The amount?
Right,
uh-huh. Well, you would say a bushel, a peck, half a bushel. Mm-hmm. More than that if you want to.
What about the amount of wood that you might carry, that you could carry to be taken care of at the mill?
Well, that's called lumber, wouldn't it? The amount of wood?
Yeah, what would the amount of wood you call that you could carry one time?
What do you...
You just put that in your arm?
I call an arm full of wood. Is that right?
That's pretty good. Okay, what do you call this up here on the ceiling that we turn on?
The light, electric light.
Okay, and this, the actual object itself is called a...
What?
The thing that you screw in itself.
Light bulb.
Okay. When you carry washing out to hang up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
In a basket.
Okay. What do nails come in? It's something like a barrel, but it's smaller.
Well, come in barrels. I used to when I was a kid.
Okay. It come in something maybe just a little smaller than a barrel. You call it a nail? There's a little musical instrument that you put in your mouth and play back.
Harp. And it's a used harp. It's a harp and a used harp.
And what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what's that long wooden piece that goes between the horses called?
That's a tom, I think it's called.
Now, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shaft. We're going to have to be knocking off in a minute or two. Let's go ahead and finish that page.
Okay. What, say on the buggy, you've got a thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on, and that's called a what?
Sanger tree.
Okay. Say on, this is great.
Huh?
This is great. Say you're on the wagon and you have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Now wait a minute now.
Maybe it's two of them. You have two horses.
Two horses.
And each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to keep the horses together?
Well, I know what it is. It's up on the tongue of the wagon.
Okay.
Is that right?
What have you heard of, a double tree?
Double tree, that's right. A single tree, that's what I wait on.
Or maybe a double?
Well, one I've ever seen is always each one has a single